It feels good to be back. You know, day two coming out here. It's probably better to be outside because it's a little stuffy in here. But, man, just being back around this team, just being back around this competing environment, man, it's something, you just can't get at home. It's something that you can't get outside of these walls. So just to be back, man, and just keep, you know, striving for greatness and just keep on our path that we, you know, we ended last year, it just feels good to be back in this environment.
What are your first impressions of Isaiah Oliver?
Oh, man, he's been good, man. You know, me and him actually, you know, like partners. We have like a mentorship going on. So me and him are actually like, you know, partners. And, you know, first thing I learned about him is that he listens. And, you know, even if the technique is something that he's never done, he doesn't care about just winning reps out here in practice to look good. He's going to try his hardest to try to perfect that technique. And, you know, you can see that in like the first 2 days and he's going out. And, you know, maybe sometimes he can feel that he can like back off of players and do things to try to win. But now he's trying to do it the right way. He's trying to do it the tough way. And, you know, that's always a good sign in early. Yes. Yes.
Of any draft prospect this year. How much can that help him in terms of what he's able to do as a quarterback?
Oh, man, just the biggest things about our corners is just, you know, getting the timings off. And if you can get the timing off for, you know, the defensive line to get back there and you make the quarterback's aim and throw, man. You know, I was watching him yesterday and he was able to sit down there and get his hands on the quick, shifty wide receivers and actually end up running with them. So, you know, that's going to help him when they're trying to get vertical on them and get on top of them, that he can slow them down because it's you know, his circumference so big, he can touch really you from a lot of different spots.
Were you taken back by his size when you first met him?
Nah.
He's rather big for.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. But, that's the kind of corners they like in this. You know, the corners that we have now, we're here before the coaching staff got here. But knowing, you know, the style of defense that we run, that's the kind of corners that, you know, this defense, you know, does really well with. And, you know, he is a big player. He's a big, you know, a big guy. But the biggest thing that surprised me was him running yesterday with some of our fastest guys. And he was sticking stride for stride with them. So, you know, all that long, all that, you know, measurement, all that stuff is cool. But when you can get out there and you can play ball like he can, it was good to see.
With the culture here being so established now, how much faster does that help those young guys assimilate into what you guys are trying to do? So you can just move on the new guy process and just get right into, you know, playing together and working on team chemistry and getting better?
Yeah, you know, having an establishment is good and bad, you know, in a sense. It's, you got its pros and you got its cons. The pro is you got veterans from every position that can teach you, you know exactly what to do. But the thing about it is you are getting much more of a load because it is an established defense. It's not just simple calls. It's calls and checks that you have to be able to make and pick up and be able to run with the ones and stuff like that. And we've been together for 3-4 years, so you got to, you know, within the first, you know, week or two, you got to try to, you know, catch up to, you know, 3-4 years of, you know, football knowledge. And, you know, us having this group that we do have, you know, these, you can tell they're taking a lot of time outside of the walls, you know, just being in here to actually study their film and stuff like that.
Carter, tell me about Calvin. I mean, obviously, what does he bring and what kind of player is he out there from a defensive back?
Oh, man, he's a smooth guy, just good with the ball in his hands. You can tell, you know, he likes to get the ball in his hands early, but he's also a real disciplined route runner. You know, he's just a guy that, you know, he's just a different weapon on the field. And once you put him, you know, next to Julio and Sanu, man, those are, you know, that's a matchup that a lot of people, you know, are going to have to struggle with. And I'm glad they're on my team.
When there's a guy missing like Julio, is it a distraction at all, or is it just, you know, whatever?
Man, no comment on that. You know, it is what it is, man. It ain't. I personally don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, we're going to run as a team. There's no disrespect to him. He's, you know. No, man. No, not at all. Julio know when he get back, Julio's going to be Julio in our locker room. He's going to be our leader. He's going to be our guy. So we stand, you know, behind him for whatever he roll with.
Did I see that you finished your degree?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Can you just kind of expand on what that took and why that was important to you?
Oh, man, it took a lot of, you know, it took a lot of time. It wasn't the biggest, not like an engineering degree or anything, but it still was hard coming from Purdue. And just to go back, you know, being 4 years out and trying to go back and finish, you know, that's hard within itself because, you know, you get into this light and you feel like you don't need the degree. But just to go back and finish, man, I did it for my family. I did it for myself. And it's nothing that no one can take that from me in this world. You know, that's something that I can keep with me forever.
Is it in any certain area?
No, sociology. Okay. Yeah.